Here's a question for you. Does it feel like we spend a lot of time talking about how tired we are? You know, people in various jobs just feeling burnt out or using the word busy a lot. I'm busy. I'm tired. Well, the World Health Organization has actually recognized burnout as a medical condition. Dr. Michael Leiter has been studying workplace burnout for a few decades and he joins me now. Dr. Leiter, welcome.
Good morning. Very good to be here.
Okay, so what are the symptoms of burnout? How do you recognize that it's burnout instead of just overwork or temporary stress?
Well, what the World Health Organization has confirmed is this idea that we've really worked with, the research team I've been working with for a long time, that burnout is really a syndrome. It combines that feeling of being tired, particularly being tired before the day even begins. That's the real trouble sign. But it combines that with also being sort of cynically disengaged, like you're just so, you know, you just don't believe in your work and how things are managed, combined with, again, an idea of feeling really discouraged about your competence and your ability. So being tired is one thing, but being burned out is this more complicated kind of syndrome that combines those three elements.
Do we know how many people in Australia suffer from burnout?
Well, it's hard to get a really good idea. There isn't been any, great nationwide kinds of surveys, the population level. But there have been a lot of surveys of different kinds of organizations. And generally, we find of people who are working that about 7 or 8% maybe a bit higher with some occupations of people are really on the serious end of burnout, such that it's really interfering with how they work. But then there's another set of people who've gotten so burned out that they're out of the workforce. It's not a lot, but there are people out there. So they don't participate in the surveys that happen at workplaces because, well, they're not working.
And what causes burnout? I mean, you talked about the symptoms, being tired before you even begin your day. But yes, what leads to it?
Well, we primarily look at this as really, in a way, a relationship breakdown between people and their workplace. That it isn't just simply that people are tired, because people will work really, really hard for a long time for something they really believe in and that they're confident that this work is having an impact and it's really meaningful. But people will get a lot more tired and grumpy and discouraged if they're working on things their workplace doesn't allow them to function as, you know, at the quality level they'd like to be able to work in a way that makes sense to them rather than following a whole lot of micromanaged kinds of obligations through their workday. So it really, to me, the main thing is how people connect with their work. So I see it primarily as a relationship problem on that level.
So in that context, it's now recognized by the World Health Organization as a medical condition. What does that actually mean? How does that change its status or the way that we treat burnout?
Right. Well, it means that what's really hanging there, I think, in terms of the most consequential on policy levels, is that once you recognize burnout as a medical condition, which I think is the phrase they used, then that means that it's when therapists are working with people, that it is something that falls within the way that they bill for services. So it becomes a legitimate diagnosis for treatment such that the therapist get reimbursed for that. It becomes more legitimately an issue for long-term disability when people feel they're unable to maintain their involvement in their job. So I think on a policy level, it has some pretty big implications that way that would, bring to executives' attention that this is something, a problem to be managed much more effectively.
Thanks so much for your time.
Okay, good to talk with you.